You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny, kei te pihi a koe, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We've got another late great legend to chat about today.
I thought we'd talk a bit about Jane Birkin and specifically the Birkin bag. And I may have chatted about this before, but I thought I'd just talk about it because Jane is such a icon.
Totally. Really. You can never have too much chat about a Birkin bag, I feel, Penny.
Yes, exactly. So I guess for people who don't know who Jane Birkin is, she passed away last week. She was a British actor and singer, and she came to fame for her roles in Michelangelo Antonioni's films Blow Up and Kaleidoscope, and she appeared nude in Blow Up, and so it caused a lot of notoriety at the time. And I think many BFM listeners will know the soundtrack, because I know that I certainly did. It was done by Herbie Hancock. And Birkin, Jane Birkin was known for her kind of effortless kind of bohemian looks and mini dresses and no bras in the 60s, which was kind of seen as very notorious and that sort of thing. She met Serge Gainsbourg while starring in a film called Slogan in 1968, and they were together for 12 years. And of course, they had Charlotte Gainsbourg, which was the second daughter after Kate Barry, and then Lou Dorleon came after that. And apparently the story is, I should mention that she re-recorded the song Je T'aime Moi Non Plus, I think is how you pronounce it, which was originally written for Brigitte Bardot, and that was scandalous. Oh. Yeah, because he was dating her, and Brigitte Bardot didn't want it released because it was considered naughty. And the story was at the time for both the Brigitte Bardot version, because Brigitte was actually married to somebody else at the time, so the husband said, don't release it. And then Jane Birkin recorded it, and apparently the story was that they actually had sex while they were recording both the songs, but it wasn't.
Oh my God.
Yes. So because of all the, you know, the oohing and ahhing on the song, that's what kind of started the, you know, the notoriety.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
The thing that I find interesting always about Jane Birkin is that it wasn't until I was maybe like in my early 20s that I actually realized she was English, because she's such a French fashion icon, you know. She's so synonymous with this like francophone idea of glamour and stuff. I actually didn't really know that she was English until quite a lot later than I'd, you know, known who she was as a person.
Yeah, so she became famous in England, but she did have more success in France, and she actually became a French citizen like later on and spent most of her life in France. So I guess it was her adopted homeland. I thought I'd talk about the Hermes Birkin bag, which to people who don't know, it's kind of a rectangular hold all, and it's a bit bigger than a Kelly bag. And the story is that Jane Birkin was upgraded on a flight from Paris to London. She was always known for carrying wicker baskets, and she was putting hers in the overhead locker, and all the contents spilled out. And she was actually sitting next to Jean-Louis Dumas, who was the executive chairman of Hermes. And so he went, oh my God, you need a better bag. And the two of them sat down. Well, the stories differ. So Hermes' website says that he designed it, but Jane says that she drew it with him on the back of a sick bag on the plane.
Oh my God.
And it was
good lore.
They sketched a supple and spacious rectangular holdall with a burnished flap and a saddle stitchery, because Hermes, of course, was a harness and saddle maker. That's how they originally started. And so the bag came out in 1984. It was less structured in design than the Kelly handbag, which had one handle and a crossbody strap. And the reason that they're so expensive is because they're handmade in France in different colorways and different leathers like calf, ostrich, and crocodile. And the prices range from US $8,500 to upwards of US $200,000.
Bro.
Oh, yeah.
$200,000
grand present.
I mean, that must be the absolute bougiest bag you could ever, you know, get from Hermes. But that is crazy. $8,000 for a bag is literally more than my car is worth.
Is it true that you have to be like on a list or something?
Yeah. So I was going to talk about that. So originally, because they're handmade, they take such a long time, and it depends on what colorway you want. So there's some stores that hold them. Like, you have to go in if you want a new one too, and let them know that you want a new one, and then see. But it's kind of quite infamous that there's an episode of Sex and the City, I think, in 2001, where Samantha like uses somebody else's name to skip a 5-year waiting list.
Oh my god.
And that's when it kind of pushed the popularity even further. So so there was a 6-year waiting list, but the second hand market is huge. So you like Sotheby's will auction them. And I found out that the most expensive bag ever sold, or Birkin, was in June 2017. It was $379,261.
What?
It was a matte white Himalayan a kind of crocodile Birkin with more than 240 diamonds and 18 karat gold hardware.
Well, you're not taking that anywhere, are you?
No, wow. Well, that's the thing. Like, and if you look, there's actually British Vogue have just released an article about the best way to buy secondhand Birkins and how to look after them. Mm. And it's quite fascinating, the prices that they talk about. So, you know, the ones that you should invest in are ones like Black and Taupe, because they have the better resale value. But as you were looking at this article, in between are all these pictures of all these different Birkins and how much they are at different places.
Wow.
And they're just, you know, like the cheapest one is a pre-owned 2020 one. It's a smaller one and it's only £4,000.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, but it's, it's just quite crazy to think of a handbag costing this much.
It's just crazy, insane
to me.
I was just looking at like there's also great articles you can find of celebrities with their Birkin bags. And Cardi B's I think 8-year-old daughter has a $48,000 bedazzled Birkin bag.
What does that do to the psyche, I wonder?
I know. And also it's kind of, it is actually kind of iconic. It's like a yellow Birkin bag and it's been bedazzled all on one side with a giant rainbow. So which is just like,
classy.
I mean, it actually kind of is epic, but it is wild. I don't think in my life, I mean, my parents would probably beg to differ, that I've ever costed anything $40,000.
Maybe braces, I don't know.
There is actually a kind of current kind of trend for celebrities to customise their Birkins themselves. And if you, like Lady Gaga, Kim Kardashian, they've all kind of like, completely stuff their Birkins by drawing all over them and stuff. They're a bit weird. Google that and check out how they've killed them.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure you could find a very good dupe somewhere on in the sort of flea market area. They are fabulous bags. Like, they're beautiful things, but like, wow, that's a lot of money. But beautiful things made after a very iconic woman, who we're going to play a song from, the song you were just talking about before, Penny, Scandalous, Je T'aime Moi Non Plus, with Serge Gainsbourg. Thank you so much for bringing us the Birkin bag today. Have a great rest of your morning.
You too.
See you soon.
Bye.
Résolue.
as Rob just pointed out, this was banned by the BBC and then immediately went to number one.
Classic.
Classic. Bloody smutty Brits.
Disgusting.
This is Jane Birkin and Serge Gainsbourg with Je t'aime moi non plus. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for bringing us a Birkin bag in honour of the late, great Jane Birkin, who passed away last week. You're on 95 BFM Breakfast.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.